The Fully Geek.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 199 of the Fully Geek Pods. One more episode till we hit the big 200, man. Them.
Come on.
Yeah, gonna party like it's 199.
Party like it's 199.
Not many men can say that, you know.
Nah. Yeah. Not many people say anything about 199. You know the ones there? It's a big number. Yeah, boy. It's a big number right there. All right. Well, obviously, you got me, Nate. I'm not going to call myself Nate the Cripple, but Nate, right at the moment. Who else we got? What's going on?
You got the one, Kel.
Merv in the building. That's a chest out from last week, you know.
Ma, you're mad low, you know. Your mic is mad low. I'm turning up.
And the one Marley Ma, you know how we do. What's going on, people?
Marley
Ma, up a bit more, please.
Let the viewers know I'm having technical difficulties.
So Marley Ma's having some technical
difficulties. Look, push one of those buttons in the background, man. Come on.
Get it, bro. Big studio. Can't turn the raw mic.
I bet I'm too loud now.
That's fine, man.
We're having a conversation. You know what I mean? Man's
sorry,
I ain't gonna lie, we've got one man missing today. We've got Richie Rich Maximus, Rich Legend. Richard, I'm not gonna say his actual name, but his actual name isn't his actual name anymore. But he's not here. But we do have, Kel, I'm not gonna lie, we have a dinosaur on your right shoulder, fam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's to represent Rich, you get me, car. He's a dinosaur out here.
Okay, okay. So he's still here in spirit. He's still Shout out, Richie Rich. All right, you look. How you look been, man? How's been going? How's the weekend? How's life, man?
Yeah, weekend's good, man. Productive and that, yeah.
Yeah.
Good weekend. Good weekend.
Yeah, good stuff. She doesn't watch these. She doesn't listen to this. I don't know if she even does knows how to do a podcast. A shout out my auntie Pam in Nottingham. I went to her wedding on Saturday in Nottingham. The only thing I take back from the wedding is it's a big people's thing. Yeah. Okay. So obviously my aunt is on the latter stages of life, should I say. Do you know what I mean? But respectfully. But she got married. But like she'll like you can't really do the whole speech thing. You start saying
what you got a tomboy for?
No. He's a big man thing. Everyone's a big man. So, but like, it wasn't, you know, like, you can't do that one where, like, soon we're going to hear the pitter patter of baby's feet or, like, she look after, you know, like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, the moral of the whole thing was it's a big people thing.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Some of the speeches got a bit, like, I understood why they said no children, bro, put that way. Yeah. Obviously, it's my auntie, so I'm going to say it respectfully and I'll just tell you the rest after the pod. But yeah. But nah, pick her up. But yeah, man, that was all right. Yeah, and yeah, my arm's not getting any better, guys. But we're out here.
You're looking a little like me a couple of months ago, bro.
Dude, a sling ting, bro. A sling ting.
Sling ting. Nate sling ting. Yeah.
Man's got usually man has the white paper ting. Now man's got some blue velvet ting on him, bro.
Yeah, no, nice.
Man, I have to go the extra. Man, I have to look suave well, in pain. Yeah, the
same thing.
Look suave in pain, you get me?
But I ain't gonna lie.
It out like it was lollipop, you know.
It's good, bro. I feel a lot better with it on. And also, the doctor gave me proper drugs now. Do you know what I mean? Like, actual ones that are actually going to help take the pain away. As opposed to...
horse tranquilizers, you know.
As opposed to... Like, when... Put it this way. The doctor said to me, he looked at me, he looked at the medicine that the doctor prescribed. He kind of giggled to himself. Like, you're a big man. I said, yeah, I know. So, you know what I mean? That's what it was. Like, he gave me some problems.
Is this for you or your child?
That's what it was. One of those ones. You or the babbies? What's going on? But yeah. Well, like I said, guys, it's nice to see you. Do you know what I mean? It's nice to see you. Weather's been a bit all over the place. We're starting to get a bit of rain here and there.
Yeah.
That was every now and then. But yeah. It is what it is, isn't it? It's British summer.
It was calm, man. Trust me.
But it starts. Oh, you know, we're gonna go there anyway. Sorry.
No, to be fair, we can jump on the weather first, bro. To be honest, in Europe, we're having
a heat wave. Yeah, man.
It's some extreme heat waves. We had a similar thing last year, didn't we?
Yeah, it was like.
But we was experiencing the hair as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, 37 degrees. I think. Well, did we touch 40?
think we had even touched the 40.
I think we touched 39, you know, I swear.
No, we did touch 40. I think we did, you know. I remember one of our posts, our promos had the front cover of it, the 40. So we did.
Yeah. 40 now or something. But yeah, man.
It's beat the record this year.
41. It's mental, though. Like, considering this mad heat wave in Europe at the moment, it's not hitting our shores, fam.
Trust me.
What, we left Brexit and the heat said, no, you're not part of this no more.
And it's coming towards Britain. Like, no, turn around, please.
No.
We need a visa to get here, mate.
That's what I'm saying. So what, Boris still there? No, we're turning the line. You wanted Brexit, you bloody take the rain.
Get me.
But yeah, they're doing some mad forest fires and stuff again. I know in Greece, I think, and Cyprus, I've seen on the news, the little times I do watch the news, they've locked off like tourist attractions and stuff like that. Because of the news, there was like what's that thing? Not a pond. Maybe a pond. What's that? Not a lake. It's like outside the building. I don't know. Back in the day, you might throw money into it.
Fountain.
One of those type of things. Yeah, me. But like, and then there was outside this kind of, I don't know, church or whatever it was. And then like people could, there were police there stopping from people to go into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And people just wanted to go in there and just like chill and have fun. They were like, nope. A lot of people are staying in their houses, not coming out, those kind of things.
They got a new feature outside that building. They're like, they're building it all throughout the winter, innit? I was like, what are these guys doing, man? But yeah, it all makes sense now. But it's probably sick, man. Like, you know how Exchange Square was, Mar, in Liverpool Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing it like that.
How was it for our listeners that don't know what it's like?
So Exchange Square was like in Liverpool Street, yeah, where they had a, in the summertime, they get a big, massive TV.
And
they show football and stuff. And then people can just sit down on the stairs and whatever. Do you know what I mean? So they've done that in where I work now, in Paddington. And it's like a massive TV, deck chairs. It's like a water feature.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So the little kids go and play in the water. It looks sick.
Yeah, I think they got one in... They have one like near King's Cross as well. So I know during the World Cup and the Euro and all that kind of stuff, everyone just goes out there and sits down and obviously drinks and, you know.
Well, am I the only one that's had to put the heating on? Like,
what?
What do you mean?
What?
There was one night where it was mad.
Nah, I had to.
Just me. No, I was only joking.
Just you, bro, because I know the cue, bro. I don't turn back on, bro.
The heating needs to go on today.
Serious?
Yeah, there was one cold day. That's you lot moaning about the sun.
What's that, man? Do you just put an extra blanket?
Yeah, it's like Richard, isn't it?
Just get the thick duvet out, man.
Yeah, bro. Tog, whatever the tog is, that's like for the winter. At the moment, they're saying this week, for example, they're saying in like Italy. What's underneath Italy where the boot is?
Sicily.
Sicily, they're saying 43. Yeah,
that's a muzzle.
They're saying bottom of Portugal, Spain, 40. Top of North Africa, 39.
You know, when they show it, yeah, it's not even red. It's like dark, like burgundy.
Yeah,
that's what you know. Man, get roasted, bro.
And you look at England, bro. It's like yellow. It's 22.
Yeah. We're like, amber, like straight.
So it's mad that, like I said, that whole part around the Mediterranean is where it's really hitting the heat, bro.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I know, obviously, people are going on holiday to Italy, Spain, Greece. They've got to be careful out there, man.
Use your cream, man. Even our people there, use your cream.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But also, don't go outside when it's proper hot, innit? You have to go, like, them places there, a lot of them have air.
But we know that. But them man there, they want to get tanned, innit? So.
Yeah, but them man burn.
But that's, they want a tan, brother.
I wouldn't be me.
They want to come back and say, "Kel, look, let's show your arm. Look, I'm like, I'm almost like you." That's what happens. Yeah, man.
I feel like certain men don't need to wear that cream no matter what.
He's talking about that rich.
No, rich.
On a real.
Why? Rich is somewhere bad in his business.
That didn't even start.
Bro, I don't know, bro. I just threw shade at Rich. I just wanted to know you.
No, I was being real. Certain people don't need it. I'm just being, you know. But
yeah, I know. But you got to be careful though, because the sun's different now, Mar. It's different.
It's, yeah,
pollution, everything else. It's a different intensity, you know, man. You feel it. I think especially sometimes there are times where I feel not like I'm burning, but I almost
burning. So you know, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Like it's intensified.
But these countries, they're along the equator, right?
No.
Ghana's in the equator, bro.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me look at that map, man.
Bro, your geography's poor, bro.
No, man. No, the map's lying to me, man.
Man's saying Italy, them hey, places
sure,
there.
Sure. Quiet. Yeah, that's right.
So some of North Africa, you could say.
No, North Africa, bro. Like,
just
bro,
underneath?
No.
Not even North Africa.
It's below like Ghana. The equator belt's below Ghana, bro.
No.
Now I'm gonna take your word.
I'm on Google Maps here, but it fully ain't showing me no equator line.
Well, it's quite low, man.
No, it is actually quite low. To be fair, you're right. When you're right, girl.
Yeah.
The equator line is still.
Yeah.
When it comes to these kind of things, you might know me, bruv. You might. When it comes to these sort of
with that confidence, I didn't even say it. I didn't. I just.
Yeah. There was no argument. There was no argument.
But my geography class was a long time ago, man.
Took geography.
Yeah, no, it's mad. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a hell away from the equator, bro. Yeah. So yeah, they're just burning for no reason. It's just hot.
That's it for no reason.
It's just hot, bro. It's just hot. All right, Merv. So a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the writer's strike and how the writer's strike was going to affect Hollywood, the industry, the Fully Geek pod.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm hearing the actors are also joining. What's going on?
Yeah, I think, how long has the writer's strike been going on? It's 7 weeks off. Yeah, 7 weeks, I think, is now.
Before I say the actors, it's the actors' union.
Yeah.
I think it's called SAG.
SAG-AFTRA. Yeah. So like basically like now, yeah, obviously now the actors have joined it because producers and all that stuff, they're making all the money, man, apparently. But there's so many like there's just kind of like rules now, obviously, where like one of them is you just can't basically promote anything really. So anyone that's part of the union, They can't work, basically. They can't promote any of the films. They can't talk about them. I know there's things like, I think like maybe voice acting, I think you can do, you know, or like radio shows or audiobooks and things like that. But the general basis of like film and TV shows and stuff and promoting it, you can't do. Like even with the premiere of Oppenheimer last week.
I think people just got up and walked out.
Yeah, like Emily Blunt, Matt Damon. I think Florence Pugh was one of them as well, and obviously Cillian Murphy. They kind of walked out as well, and all joined. Like most of them joined the picket lines, innit, in the US, just protesting, really, innit.
Respectfully, yeah. They can all afford to do it. Just point out.
Not the thing is, not all of them, you know. Like I think obviously, like the major A-list.
What the beef pay is it? Well, yeah, obviously.
It's like getting residuals as well. So even like with something like streaming shows where like I think like if an actor does a streaming show or something, like especially like something around Netflix where like each time it's always showing, they don't really get paid for that. It's like a kind of one and done sort of situation. You know, so they're not really getting paid for a lot of that as well. And I think they're now also using some sort of AI to replace. Like, so, like, if you're, like, an actor and you're, like, in the background or something, like, I don't think they call it extras anymore. It's a bit of a derogatory term in the film and TV world. But they can basically, like, use that same footage and put somewhere else and you're not getting paid for it.
Oh, was it Getty? You know the picture one where you just have Getty and they can use the
Yeah.
Like, stock pictures. So, you basically have stock background people.
Yeah. And your footage image can just be used everywhere and you just don't get paid for it, basically.
It's like a real black mirror.
Yeah, but the way it is like, I think the majority of actors, like we think that, yeah, you're an actor, you're on TV, you get paid like tons of money and stuff, but it's not even the case, man. People like are still grafting, isn't it? Like, well, I guess we're talking about the basic like actors and stuff, but obviously if you're someone like Tom Cruise, you ain't really got to worry too much. But I guess even like the A-list actors, they still part of the union and supporting the movement anyway.
I know, like I said, I know people that have, like, I think Mark Ruffalo's come out and he's supporting it. I know there are people like Christopher Nolan says he's not going to make any more films during this time. Brian Cox is the one from
Succession.
He said he's not doing nothing. I hear it.
Basically, it's going to be a lot of delays for shows. And like I put in a group the other day, like Euphoria 2026, you get me? There's going to be a lot of shows like that, bro, where it's going to be like years before they come out.
Yeah, they're going to be mad old, but as well, a lot older, isn't
it? This is it. I feel like it's good, but bro, we're going to be talking about shows, though, right? Bro, can you imagine us doing like Fully Geek Pod episode 250? Okay, guys, so remember 14 years ago, we watched this film. It's now come back out on Netflix. Let's review it.
Surely this is like the same thing like with music artists. Like if they're gone for too long, they become irrelevant. Then this kind of happened with Heroes, right? They had a writer.
Exactly.
How long it is?
Yeah, for real. For
it
real.
Comes back and then it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is where the indies industry could make a little money here, you know? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like the independent crew. They could put that together, and as long as it makes sense and it's not too bad of acting or whatever, the quality's okay, they can make it a little P. Trust me, because there's not much coming out. Next year, I don't think there'll be much coming out next year.
I'm assuming, so that's what I'm saying. So projects that are already, were already down for next year, are they, some of them being shelved, delayed, like Avatar, for example. Avatar's supposed to come out Christmas 2024.
Yeah.
Are we saying we're going to hold off on that for a little bit? Or because it's already done, we're going to release it?
Possibly.
Well, hopefully it doesn't go on that long. Like I said, the thing is, I know when they did, because I think last time with the writer's strike, it was about stuff like box sets, for example. So before, there was no such thing as box sets. And they had done a contract that this is going to be on TV X amount of times, whatever.
Yeah.
And then companies started saying, oh, look, we can start releasing these box sets. People want to watch stuff at home. Then obviously, for example, the actors of Friends ain't making no money on the Friends box set.
Mm-hmm.
Or Prison Break ain't making no money on Prison Break box set. That's only guaranteed whoever it's guaranteed. And obviously everyone is saying they want a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's something similar to this, like, well, if this gets streamed all over Netflix, we want a percentage on that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the film studios, they clearly earn enough to share the flavour as well. Because even like I was watching a video the other day, and they're just even talking about like even, I think there's some sort of retreat where like major producers go to and things like that. Like, you know, Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, like they're just all there flying out in their jets and planes and tanks and everything. And it's like, rather than using that money to like pay for expensive things, why don't you just put the money into your actors and stuff, innit? Or the people that are doing the work on the ground.
Are you talking about Epstein's Island?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
I hear it, but I don't hear it in the same aspect. I just feel like if you signed a contract and that was the contract you agreed, then that's the contract you agreed, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's not for you to then say, oh no, you can only use this product X, Y, and Z. You got paid handsomely to do it. I'm playing devil's advocate and I'm not playing anything with the devil, but do you know what I mean? It's like, it's a little bit like, you signed a contract to make a film. This is the film, innit?
Yeah.
Like afterwards, okay, if Netflix want the film, I'll get to Netflix. If YouTube want it, whatever, vice versa. Because in the same aspect, if we're saying, for example, if you looked at something that we call a flop, for example, I don't see, if it's a flop, I don't see no actor saying, you know what, this didn't bust pause as much as it should. Let me give back some of the money. Do you get me? If it flops in box office, I don't hear no actors going, oh, you know what? I deserve to give you more money because I probably contributed to it flopping.
that's a good way of looking at it.
Do you know what I mean? And like I said, I'm just playing on both sides, but I just feel like, come on, guys. Like, you lot are eating, bro.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, we think that, but they don't earn as much as we think they do, innit? I mean, I get that they sign contracts and stuff. But I think, you know, it is. I think, you know, like if you sign a contract or something and everything's looking all good, and then in reality of the situation, you're thinking, okay, I'm doing this, and then everyone else is just getting some, like, you're literally on the front line doing the work. Obviously, like, people like writers are very important because they bring that, and directors, they bring those things to life. But when it's like, when you look at the ratio of actor compared to just people flying in, producers, execs, and all that stuff, and they're just like getting all the money and stuff, it's like they're taking the myth. So I think it's one of those things where it's like, okay, maybe I'll sign something, but the industry has to change, isn't it? It doesn't seem like it's well balanced.
I guess like the musicians, isn't it? Like, so as a rapper, they'll like quote me, like correct me if I'm wrong, but like, so I know back in the day, like as a rapper, obviously you are the product, so you believe you should get most of the money, but actually most of the money or most of the thing goes to actually the producers, the beat makers.
Oh, recently that's the case. Yeah, before it was that. It was a rapper, isn't it? But yeah, nowadays it's the producer that makes more money. Because the producer would be like, okay, or the producer, I think well, in my days, there was two different ways of doing it. The producer would be like, oh, you know what? Give me this amount of money and it's all yours. Or I'll have a share of your product. So let's say I'll take 60% of whatever income you get.
Yeah. You
know, over the years, do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess the writers and all that, that's why.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce and the whole thing with Beyonce's album, people started getting vexed with her and she was like, no, Khalees, I'm bringing you in, bro.
Exactly. Like, you know, she took her off.
Yeah, because Khalees wanted to come off. I still think that was, you know, like, that was emotional, bro. Like, she emotively responded without thinking.
Exactly.
Like, you know, look how Beyonce's album bust, yeah? Look how her concert, yeah?
But see what you're saying is there. I think, yes, Beyonce didn't ask Khalees, but Beyonce asked Pharrell. And I think Pharrell owns Khalees's whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, hold on, Khalees, you have no say here. Like, I own it. I give it to Beyonce, not you. Do you know what I mean? This is the deal that she probably signed. But yeah, because she keeps up a fuss. Because of the internet, everyone would just pipe up and stuff in it. So.
Well, can you imagine how much money Khalees would have made now?
Yeah, but she's a farmer now. Have you watched
her? Yeah. She's living her best life, bro. Right. Living her best life. Shout out, brother Nas. on a quick one, on a music one, is there any new albums that have coming out that people should be getting onto?
Yeah, you got the one, Jay Huss. His album dropped. I've only listened to it 1.5 times. I need to listen to it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a couple of good tracks that I liked, definitely. I think I have to listen to it again to fully appreciate it, but
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it was okay. His other two albums are much, much better than this one. So far,
anyway. Jay Huss, Beautiful and Brutal Yard.
Yeah.
We had P-Money,
man.
Money Over Everyone. Four.
Sick. Love the album. Front to back. Back to front. Pause.
Yeah, definitely.
Band
OK released the album. Mark made around Real Killers. Good track.
I haven't heard that one yet.
You listen for one particular track, Hometown. It's big. Massive. I play it when I'm like going through the ends and that, you know what I mean? On the op block. Nah, but there are some new musics coming out at the moment, so definitely look out. do you ever get to listen to Split Decision with David Central C?
Yeah,
it's all right, it's doing mad numbers, but
Fredo got a track as well. The videos in Barbados and stuff.
Oh, I do like that.
He's Bayesian, isn't it? Yeah, he's Bayesian.
Good stuff. All right. But sports wise, I don't know if any of you watch boxing, like female boxing at all.
But Alicia, man, she's something else. I mean, as a boxer, yeah, she's elite, but jeez.
So
all day, every day.
There was a women's boxing match over the weekend. And I think it was Daniela Hemsley against Alexandra Daniel. But I actually think Daniela Hemsley is actually, I think she's the OnlyFans girl. I don't know. We'll quote with Richard. We'll check with Richard when he comes back next week. But after her boxing match, she won. So then she like excited. Then she boop, backed up the top. Shoulder breast assist.
Where was this?
I don't know, her fires over the weekend. It's in Dublin. Yeah. But I know there's a lot of talk about right now. Has she kind of taken female sports like backward a few years? Has she undermined the progress that they've made? So she, in her defense, she says, she tries to do a Janet Jackson thing, innit? She said, nah, I thought I had tassels on. But as I lifted it up, the tassels came off. So that's why you expose bare nipple kind of thing.
Yeah, but listen, man, you're still trying to expose your breast for what reason? I mean, I'm not complaining, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just saying. So that's what she did over the weekend. I know we got the women's cricket. No, women's cricket, none of you care about that. So I'm going to stop talking about it because you look really bored when I talk about cricket. But the Women's World Cup starts next week in Australia. So that should be okay. And the Commonwealth Games. So you know me, I'm a man that likes athletics. The Commonwealth Games 2020, I think it's this year. Maybe it's next year. It's supposed to be taking place in Australia. Might be next year, actually, you know.
Yeah,
or 26. It's supposed to be taking Australia. And then one of the major cities in Australia pulled out. They basically said, financially, it doesn't make sense. Like, we're spending too much money on this. So I think at the moment, they're going to hope that England comes to rescue and England take over. Because I think it is, I can't remember what state it is in Australia, but basically they said, no, we're pulling out. It's too much money. Say, for example, it's supposed to cost us 1.3 billion. It may cost us triple that. So they said, nah, I'm not doing it. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes in 2026.
But how can you mention Alicia in the boxing thing, though?
Say again?
Why do you mention Alicia in the boxing?
What happened in the boxing?
Well, she's the undisputed.
Was that last weekend?
This weekend.
Was it this weekend? I thought it was the weekend before.
Was it? No, it was this weekend, bro. Yeah.
So I got ahead, my bro. Sorry.
Yeah, she won on points, didn't it? I can't remember what the points was, but she won on points. She fought. I don't know who she fought. I just care about her. Let me find out who she fought. Someone help me, please. Lina Datu. That's it. Lina Datu. She fought. Yeah, she won. I think she convincingly. But yeah, that's. You see how Nate's got his Shelly Ann? This is my one. You get me? So yeah, I was supporting.
So what's her full name?
Alicia Boomgardner.
Boomgardner.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
She's a super heavyweight.
Yeah.
All right. That's Alicia Boomgardner. All right.
Yeah,
she did. My bad. She won. July 15th. Yeah, it was this weekend. I apologize.
Yeah.
She is, yeah, undisputed. 10 rounds. She's got the WBC, IBF, WBO, WBA, IBO, and the ring female super featherweight titles.
Come on.
She's got a record of 15-1.
Come on.
Okay. And if you think Kel's got good taste, say come on. All right, wicked. All right, guys. I know Rich ain't here, but let's get involved. So before we start, Kel, obviously none of us have watched it but you got your 5 minutes. Go. What's
going on? Come on. Boy. Alright, so where do we start?
I don't know.
So so Catherine and Ellen got voted out. Basically, like there was a hate campaign in it to get Catherine out. But I don't know why, because Catherine and Scott were together before they went Castle Amore in it. So I think when Catherine met Elob in Castle Amore, and basically the public was rooting for Catherine in it. Like, nah, Catherine and Scott, they probably loved them as a couple because they went through a few issues. And the way Scott stood up for her and stuff like that, everyone's like, nah, this is the right couple. So because she came back with someone else, everyone just hated Catherine. And I think it's because what added to it was Scott tried talking to her and she was very dismissive. Like, no, 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 no. Do you know what I mean? So the public hated her even more. And so Ellen was collateral damage, basically. And the following week, the public voted her out with Ellen, basically. And there was a surprise as well because Leah and Montel left as well. So two couples left last week. So the main juicy gossip right now in the house is Mitch. So Mitch was with Mitch was with this girl called Abby. Was it Abby or Amber? What's her name? Abby. I think it's Abby, her name is. But she's a flight attendant, yeah. So Mitch was with her. And then, but then she wanted to get to know Scott. Because Scott was single, innit? So Mitch was like, all right, cool. Go and get to know Scott, innit? I'm not happy by it, but you go get to know Scott. Do you? Yeah. So for a good 3-4 days, she's flirting with Scott, getting to know Scott, rah, 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 rah. So he's like, he's getting, not irate, but he's getting a bit frustrated because Mitch has been in the house since the beginning. And he's never had a, any couple that he's been in, it hasn't worked out at all. Either the girl doesn't like him or whatever, whatever, whatever. It just never works out. So he's been single the whole time. So it's like, finally he gets a girl and this girl also gets to know someone else. So he's getting a bit pissed off now, yeah. But lo and behold, a bombshell enters the yard, innit? Goes, ah, oh, I want to get to know you, Mitch. So Mitch is like, boy, I am Amber. I think her name is Amber or Ambi or whatever. But yeah, go. Listen, you go get to know Scott, yeah? I'm going to get to know this girl. Bruv, all of a sudden, Amber, yeah, started switching. Oh, no. Oh, don't do this. I like you. He said, hold on a second. But now, when you get to know Scott, I didn't say nothing. I'm getting to know Ella now. What's your beef? You get me? Like, relax. But this Ella has got history of tying it. And so Ty knows her from wherever, innit? So
oh, apparently.
Yeah, our boy Ty, like, go lips it, man. Don't just lips the girl, that Ty, yeah. So he knows this girl from
road
back in the day. But basically, before Ty came to the island, apparently, him and her were together, lips up in clubs and whatnot. Do you know what I mean? So when she came in, he was like, oh my gosh. And the girl that he's with now is called Ella as well. So there's two Ellas in the house. So this Ella comes in now, like, yeah, what's going on, Ty? Listen, I know you fancy me. I fancy you. It wasn't too long ago you're snogging my face off. So, you know, don't fight the feelings. And Ty was like, basically, listen, I'm up in it now. But boy, he goes, nah, you know you want this kiss again. And Ty was like, well, it's a shame. The kiss that we had was the last kiss you're ever going to have. So Ty was like, oh, go on, Ty. It's a player, yeah? Man says committed. So he kind of buoyed her off. The player's still in there. You know when you park it, but there's a creak in the door. There's a creak in the door, like, boy. Like, if Ella was to force it, the new Ella was to force it and flirt a bit more, Ty would be like, boy, let's do a quick kiss or whatever. But Ty said, no, he's with Ella. So basically, Ty went back to tell his Ella, like, listen, I know, yes, we've got a little bit of history. Blah blah blah. She's still on the case, but it's calm, isn't it? But then, so Ella, so like his Ella went and has told her, listen, keep my name out your mouth. Well, she was like, this is gonna be a battle of the Ellas, do you know what I mean? So she's like, keep my name out your mouth. You don't know me. And our Ella's like, well, I've known Ty before you. So who are you to tell me not to do that? And our Ella's like, well, Ty's with me now. So just stay out of our way and leave us alone. Blah blah blah. And Ella was like to Ty, why can't you just tell her? Like, you're with me, leave me alone. Why just be polite? Why just be nice? And Ty was like, what do you want me to do, man? They had a little argument and whatnot. So back to Mitch now. So Ella's like, okay, cool. I'm getting to know this guy, Mitch, now, yeah? So Mitch still likes Amber and he still likes, but he's getting to know this Ella girl, yeah? So it's like, he gets a bit confused and he goes, oh, Ella. He goes, oh, Amber, yeah? I like you more than her, yeah. So I'm gonna grow up more on you, because now Amber's getting vexed now, saying, "Listen, you're mugging me off. Like, it's been 2-3 days. You haven't kissed me. You haven't hugged me, and you're all over this Ella chick." And he's like, "No. I'm just trying to my head scrambled. I'm trying to see what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Now, what is that? Mitch has been single all this time, so it's like he now that he's got two girls on him, he's just like he's on steroids." But he's messing up the bag. Do you know what I mean? He's messing up the bag because it's like, I've got two girls on me and I'm just happy. Do you know what I mean? But he's messing up the bag because the girls talk, bruv. Girls talk. So you're saying this one, this thing. You're saying this one, another thing. Bruv, of course they're going to talk, bruv. They all get their hair done, makeup done in the same room. Bruv, they're going to chat about you, bruv. They're going to chat your business. So Amber's like, yeah, he said he's on me and he's going to go off with me. He doesn't really like you, Ella. Ella's like, what? But he just told me that he likes me. And then they're still like, what? Word? So basically, They basically, he was in the doghouse with both of them. And cut long story short, Mitch finally chose the new Ella to be with, but she's like, "You don't know my worth. Like, if this is the outside world, like I'm hot business. Like, if you would have tried that in the outside world, like you wouldn't, like, I would have blocked your number and you'll never see me again. But you're lucky because, you know, we're in this house. I'll give you a second chance and blah 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 blah." So basically, she thinks she's some hot stuff, bro. Just because your lips are tight, and you probably got 1,000 followers on Instagram. This is what I'm trying to say to you, look, bro. The internet is not good, bro. The internet gasses these girls up, bro. To think there's some $1 million worth, millions of pounds, bro. You're nothing, bro. There's a girl on road that does makeup, and you get a few followers and a few DMs here, and you figure all that, bro. You're not all that. Relax yourself, bro. You're still any girl on road. You get me? Anyway. Cut long story. Let me get to the end because I feel like I'm talking too long now. Yeah, but hey, Rich, how are you? But so basically, cut long story short, my girl came into the house, you know, to get basically two couples had to leave. So the first couple that left was another girl called Amber, Dennis Wise's daughter, and her couple. They left. The second couple to leave were Uzi and Katie. So basically, Whitney and her man, they got the most votes for the favorite. So everyone, the public voted for them as their favorite couple. So they had to choose at the end who to stay. It would be Mitch and Ella or Katie and Uzi. So they voted out Uzi and Katie to leave the island. So Mitch is still there with Ella. So yeah, that's the latest news on that. But yeah. Next week, man. We'll see. Well, I think there's like 2 weeks left. So we're getting to the end now. We're getting into the end.
Oh, damn, man.
Get me.
I was just getting into it. Do you know what I mean, man?
Yeah, bro.
Like I said, for me, I feel like I'm vicariously watching Love Island between you and Rich. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You lot give me the best bits of the show. Pause. I don't know if that bits, but...
The highlight. Match of the day, man.
Match of the day highlights, man. Match of the day highlights, man.
The energy makes me kind of want to watch it still.
Yeah, it'll get interesting this week, definitely. It was the final 2 weeks, so... Oh, shit. So also, Zach... Okay, sorry, let me just tell you a story. So basically... No, the viewers will hate me if I didn't mention this. So Zach and Molly are going through a little trouble because basically there's a challenge where you got to kiss...
Snog,
marry, pie.
Yeah, snog, marry, and avoid.
Yeah, but this is what they say, pie. So they have a pie. And you pie the person.
Right? Oh, yeah, you fling a dash of pie in someone's face.
Yeah, you dash a pie in their face, yeah. So basically, Zach and Katie have a history. So when Molly left the house, Zach and Katie got together. Then when Molly came back, Zach left Katie for Molly, yeah? So Zach's got a history with Katie. Molly knows this, all right? So if they say snog, marry, or pie, Zach, you snog your girl, bro. Just snog a girl to avoid any complications. Or you snog a girl that there's nothing there. There's no history there. You just snog a girl in it. Like, you know what I mean? Her best friend. There's no history there in it. My man snogged Katie, bruv. Katie, you had a thing for Katie, bruv. So that means you still fancy her. Because they kissed. It wasn't like a little, bruv, it was tongue kissing, bruv. Like, for a good 30 seconds. That's long. You get me? So, and then when it was Katie's turn, she snogged him. And again, another 30 seconds, passionate. You get me? And then my man's laughing at the end of it. So Molly's getting pissed. Like, what are you doing, bruv? Now, Molly's beef is because all Zach will say, listen, it's a challenge, it's a game. I didn't think about it. No, don't lie. What Molly wants to hear you say is, like, oh, like, okay, you know what? I snogged Katie because there is a mutual attraction there, but that's all it was. But you keep lying to her saying, oh, this is a game. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it. I just snogged anyone that was there. And it was Katie. No, you didn't. You planned it. You went to Katie, bro. Like, don't. So they go for a little turmoil at the moment. Zach and Molly. But to be honest, I'm on the girl side because Zach, you messed up, bro. You messed up. This is meant to be your girl. And you snogged your ex in front of her twice, passionately. Nah, brother, you effed up. Yeah, that's it.
Cool. Yeah. 8 seconds long. I need that recorded, bro. Do you know what I mean? Let's play that, brother. James, don't look, watch me, bro. Kel said that's long, bro. But here we go. All right. Thank you for Love Island. Thank you.
Karma.
All right. We can hijack Secret Invasion.
Hijack.
Hijack? All right, Hijack. Yeah. So Hijack returned. I say returned. We thought it was going to come out last week Tuesday. It didn't come out on Wednesday instead. So with Hijack Season 1, Episode 4, the title was called Not Responding. And this time they were flying over...
Is it Romania?
Romania, Bucharest.
Yeah.
And they weren't basically responding. What are your thoughts, episode? Sorry, Marlon, have you started watching Hijack? Bro, you're missing out, you know?
You're mute.
am I missing out?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. No, it's a good show. It's a good show.
No, generally, like, I know...
I'm literally Googling it right now, to be fair.
Yeah, I know generally them man was...
Don't try. You're not Googling it. You're on your app looking for it.
Nah, bro.
You know what? I think the first episode, them man wanted a little bit more, but I think this has been a solid show, bro. It's been a solid show. It's been
it's too normal for me. I don't know.
Nah.
I'm not sure if it's Marlon's kind of program.
I like to, but when I watch something, it's like an escape thing. I don't want to watch something that happens in everyday life. Like, I know it's taken to the extremes, hijacking, whatever. They go to country, I'm guessing. I don't know. But...
No, they're flying. They're in a plane. They're in a plane flying. from South, was it
Dubai? Was it Dubai, the flight? Yeah,
Dubai, and they're flying Dubai to England. And then basically they're hijacking the plane while they're flying. But
all in real time.
It was all in real time.
Oh, like 24 kind of thing.
Like 24, bro.
Yeah.
All right, well, you ain't watching it.
I'll give it a try. I need something to talk about.
Thoughts, guys. What was your thoughts on this episode?
I need a slight reminder of all the events, but yeah, no, it's good. Like,
how do we start? So, remember the end of episode 3, there was the gun went off, and we got shot.
So, it's that girl that was having beef with the mum in it at the start. It was that girl that got shot in it. You know, the girl that,
the one that was in the other seat, like,
So that's a bit sad, but there was a scene that I liked
This is the scene where basically Idris Elba kind of befriends the hijacker.
One of the hijackers. Yeah.
And he's like, remember he's got a wound, he's got a stab wound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who stabbed him? Was it the Arab guy that stabbed him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because the scissors had blood on it, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's talking to him and he's saying to him, look. Obviously, look, if it might be your last day, you need to call your mum or whatever. He took the phone, he made the secret recording that he sent to his missus, his ex, should I say, and all that stuff. Like, do you know what it was? That scene for me had a level of intensity that I didn't believe this show would be able to give me. Like, I thought he was going to get caught. Does that make sense?
Especially the other one to the phone, innit?
Yeah, the intensity was like, what's gonna happen? I was feeling it. I was like, this is like, I didn't expect to feel that over this show.
Yeah.
And even like every time they're trying to radio, and like they're like, guys, these people will shoot the plane down, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was close, you know.
Yeah. The jets next to them, and you're like, raw.
This come from nowhere, innit? It's like
but that's kind of how it happens, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
because Romania's right, though. If it's a UK, but those planes, that plane would have been gone a long time.
Take them out, ask questions later.
It's straight. Do you know what I mean? Because you go straight to the capital. So imagine a plane coming to Parliament or Big Ben. Come on, bro.
Like, if a plane comes to London, unless it took off in London, that plane has to get shot down before it gets into
London airspace. 100%. 100%. You be seeing that in Essex, you'd be seeing that, you get me, what's it called?
That's mad. They even have passengers on there as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, listen, passengers. Listen. I was thinking, that's deep, man. They were literally just taking the whole plane up, bro.
Yeah. But that's what they remember. They came and remember it was side by side, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, in no time at all, yeah? Looking through the thing, I was like, close the windows, close the blinds, close the blinds, close the blinds. They should just open up the one blind. They was like, yeah, I'm looking at her. I was like, You know me, I can't see that far, innit? I can't see that far. The man was like, yeah, I can see her. There's someone in there with a gun. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. It's long.
What I do like about this show is I just don't know where they're going with it. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, what do they want? But obviously...
They're identified now, aren't they? They're identified now. They're part of a larger organised crime.
Mm.
Yeah, which I kind of got that sense from the start because...
Yeah, nothing to do with these five.
No.
They're five that they're just...
They're pawns. They're just pawns.
Yeah.
They're puppets.
Yeah. Because that's a bit... That must be a big thing to hijack a plane, you know. Obviously,
you know what, this could go far, you know, like, I mean, as in seasons, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they can make it to so many different things where, okay, we followed the plane hijack, let's do something else, do you know what I mean? Like, because it's like it looks like some underground network that's trying to do this in it, so
yeah,
they can go far with it.
Yeah.
I think the hijacker, they should have deaded him off. He should have died straight.
Mm. Oh, the one that got stabbed.
Yeah, just kill
him.
Yeah,
one of them needs to go in it.
Yeah, man, just kill him to
raise the stakes.
Yeah.
I
think if Cobham could go, the old guy could go.
I thought he was gonna go.
I'm still pissed he beat up Idris. You know, that made no sense to me, man.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, is Idris playing a game? Like, I don't know. Like, in my head, I'm still questioning who Idris is.
Same here, you know. Yeah, he seems very calm. Like any situation where the intensity is high, he just seems to like be very calm about it.
Well,
like,
he's a negotiator.
He's a negotiator.
Samuel Jackson, right? That film.
Yeah.
Big film.
Yeah, that's who he is, and he's a negotiator. So he's good at the mouth. Pause.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. But I don't know, like I said, for me, I fully enjoy the show. Like, I think on Apple TV, this is one of the ones that have stood out.
Yeah.
It's different from a lot of the other ones.
Apple TV are doing things, though, mate. Each was Crowded Room as well. Crowded Room was big.
I still haven't. I know you lot keep telling me.
I know Silo didn't like it, but Silo got better at the end. But it's still a good show.
To be fair, I am breaking up from school this week, so I probably might have a little bit more flexibility on my hand, a bit more free time.
Yeah.
But there's only 7 episodes of this show.
Oh, is it? Hi, 7, yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's 7 out of flying.
I can't see, like, a second season, because I don't know.
The reason why I say a second season is because it's
not about the plane. It's
about of course.
What organizations? Yeah. Who the people?
Exactly. Who the people are and stuff. Yeah.
I know. It's just like it's a whole show about, like you said, a whole thing about a plane. So the next season, I don't know. It might not be as exciting to the people that enjoy.
It depends where they go.
Unless
it just overcomes Jack Bauer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just a repeat of what you lot are saying as well. It reminds me of Passenger 57. A little bit.
The difference in Passenger 57, Wesley Slats was he was trained for hijacking, you know. Whereas this one, Idris Elba's not trained for. He's not a combat person. He's not action man. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Wesley Slats was, he's built for hijacking planes, and that's his job role. Do you know what I mean? That's the difference.
This guy is just supposed to be a random guy on a plane that wants to go see his family.
Yeah.
As he keeps on telling people, look, you think I want to be a hero? I don't care about that. I just want to go home, see my family.
So you go home, right?
Could you, man, do what he's doing in this show?
Nah,
like, if it was you, put yourself in it.
I'm sitting still. I'm in business class, bro. Are you nuts?
Just relax, enjoy the flight.
It's a weird one. I don't think I could, but I understand why many of the passengers believe they could. Because if you think about it, this plane, a couple hundreds. There are 5 people. And I always say, yeah, some of us might get hurt, but the numbers of the mass will always win.
But you know what it is? On a plane, when you got a gun, it's techie because if the bullet goes off and it through the window, you're all gone.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's techie. It's
techie. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing, like they wouldn't shoot it, then, isn't it? It's just there to frighten you.
That's the thing. They had blanks. It was blanks initially. Well, I don't want to spoil it for you if you're going to watch it more.
Yeah, it's all right.
Enough.
Did already? I've been listening to this whole podcast.
There was originally blanks, but only one person has live ammo, though, isn't it?
Come on, bro. Yeah. Nate, you telling me that when 9/11 happened, you didn't imagine yourself in? Bro, if I was on that plane, I would. Come on.
100%. No, but that's what I'm saying. No, but that's what I'm saying. On the plane, look, if there was us, man, on there.
If I'm going down, pause.
Nah, that's not a pause moment. You can never go down. It's 2023. We're allowed to do that, bro. It's cool.
All right, come on. Bro, if I know that the plane's going down and we're all dying anyway, why not?
Look, but this is what I'm saying. Okay. We're on a plane, yeah? Ballers on a budget are on the plane, yeah? Yeah, we're on the plane. And maybe we are spread out across the plane. Some of us in business, some of us. There's these five people. They don't look like five assassins, you get me? They're not, they don't even look like five normal terrorists.
They're like your neighbors, basically.
Yeah, they look like they live next door to you. I'll be real. If the man them gassed me enough, we're rocking with them.
I mean, all of us just got to give each other the look, innit? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
and maybe we take one at a time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we try and do it one at a time, but I reckon we probably would try and rock them out.
But with this whole riot strike and all that, we might as well try a thing ourselves, bro.
Fully Geek Pod Studios.
Come on. Hey, you got students, bro. I'm sure some of them know about like the whole making movies and you've got experience. Come on, he was a leader in one of your movies. Come on, we all see
it. It just goes into the cockpit and finds a dinosaur.
And then we'll do like a brand new one and it'll change and it'll be Merv doing his live action figures. Like
naming them all.
Bro, can you imagine? Yeah, we just did that. Bro, that would be sick, bro. Then we go back into real life. Nah, bro, come on. For scanning the tunnel, it's just looking at Richard's nose. We're just using the nose as a tunnel. Sick.
When it gets dark and it's nighttime, use Richard as. No, I'm playing.
Richard, smile.
Some internal racism going on here.
But you know what the maddest thing is? It's cool. You know why it's cool? Because Rich don't listen to the pod.
He doesn't listen. He won't know.
He won't know. All right. Hi, Jack. We're still here for it. A few more episodes. We've now got Secret Invasion episode 4 that came out. So that came out last week. Nick Fury. And what I will say is Nick Fury is a real one. And it seems that love will conquer all, bro.
But you know, I thought I watched it, you know. I thought I've watched it. And I realized I didn't watch it. But I told you, Merv. I told you, Don Cheadle. I told you.
No, I said Don Cheadle was a
no,
fake.
No, I said it, bro.
I don't even watch it.
No, Merv. No, you didn't, Merv. Merv was like, nah, I don't think
I said it.
No, you didn't,
I don't
bro.
Even watch it, and I know.
Yo, I said he was a scroll last
week. No, I said it, but then you also said it as well. I said it. I said the time he fired Fury, yeah, I said, boy, I don't know. I reckon he's a scroll. And then the next episode, you said, yeah, I think he's a scroll. Do you know what I mean?
I said he was a scroll. Merv was
vocal. Yeah, exactly. That was last episode, isn't it? But no, I said it when exactly. And I said it when he fired
Nick
Samuel. You know what I mean? But Merv was like, nah. He's not, because you know he's a prick anyway. Blah blah blah. This and that.
he's a scroll now, isn't it? But he's also a racist scroll, because why is he like saying like, yeah, brother? Like, I don't know, like, what ethnicity are you, scroll?
It's too much, but it's too big.
Obviously, he's not a scroll. This version of him is a scroll, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where is he though?
I don't know.
He's probably locked up somewhere, isn't it, or something.
When was the last time we saw him film wise? Endgame, isn't it?
Was he not in what's the one where Captain America's dead? Was that Endgame?
He was in Falcon, Falcon Winter Soldier. He was giving Sam like the shield, innit, I think.
What do you mean when Captain America was dead? Am I missing something?
Well, he's not dead yet, is he? Not really. Remember, he went back in time and he came back as an old man.
He became an old man, not dead, sorry.
Yeah.
And then he gave over,
yeah.
We said Iron Man died. We're talking about
Iron Man died, didn't it?
Okay,
Blip. I was thinking about the Blip, and I remember Captain America didn't die. He's dead now, isn't he?
Nah, it hasn't been revealed.
He's an old man,
they haven't actually said he's dead yet.
Yeah,
that's why there's speculation that Chris Evans might return to the MCU.
Oh, God forbid, man.
I know there's no need in it.
I feel like if you're giving over the mantle, give over the mantle, bro. Like,
exactly.
If he does come back, he's going to be old man, I suppose, as well.
He's supposed to be old man, unless the multiverse is
missed. Just go and get him from the past.
Yeah, they'll do something.
That'd be the worst thing in the world. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, you'd just be able to get in the past and get all the man then back.
But ain't they talking about bringing Iron Man back, like literally Tony Stark? Or am I off base on
I
that?
Hope they don't.
I'll do a bit more research.
They'll bring back everyone, bro.
Then they're going to try and use the scroll thing to bring him back.
I'll stop watching. He was my worst character.
Yeah.
Like, I hate him.
Yeah. Anyway, no, it was a good episode, man. I enjoyed this episode. It was good.
Oh, you did watch it?
Yeah, no, because I think the missus watched it, so it was in blues. Like, I've watched it already, innit? I was like, I must have watched it. I don't remember what happened. So I just pressed play and I thought, no, I haven't seen this.
This is
so,
the one where basically he tried to get the wife to take out Nick Fury.
Yeah.
And at one point, when they both had the guns in their hands, I thought, okay, what's going to happen?
I know.
But yeah, it seems like she's a real one. He's a real one. They're really in love. They're going to ride for each other, innit?
I know when she asked that question that if I in my natural skin, would you still like me? No! No!
Nah, because can you tell the difference between male and female Skrulls?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Like, I'm from sure. Appearance-wise?
Yeah, I'm sure. Their face is more feminine than, like...
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, when they change into Skrulls, I'm like... I don't know, they just like Skrulls, isn't it? It's not one thing that I'm going to... You couldn't tell me, I just lips her. No, innit? Lips her. No, there's no chance. There's no chance.
Oh, she's a sharp teeth, bro. Your tongue will be cut off one time, bro. Allow it. But that was... So basically... I was going to call Delirious again. What's her name? What's her name in the show?
Gaia.
Gaia, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's a super Skrull now as well.
Yeah, she took the...
That was a shock. That was a shock.
Yeah, because remember, see the episode before she died, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was
her
done.
Yeah, I thought there's no way they could have just get rid of Emilia Clarke like that.
I was thinking that as well.
Right. And if they were going to do that, they would have to do it like in the first 10 minutes of the whole series where, you know, like you get those big cameos and they just die. But
yeah,
it's a bit weird to kill her in that far into the series.
But again, what was they did they kill someone at the end though?
What's his name? Talos.
Jaya's dad.
Talos, isn't it? Yeah. I wonder if he's. Do you think he's dead? Because that he looked like he.
No, but he's dead, bro. This is. What's his name? Yeah. What's the main villain?
Gravik.
Yeah, he. Bro, come on, man. He will make sure you're dead, bro.
Yeah, Gravik stabbed him up though.
Proper.
Yeah. Yeah, that scene was quite sick, man. Like, just the whole shootout.
That was sick.
So I guess it's Nick Fury is going to take on Rhodey and the Super Skrulls and see what happens.
Yeah, now because now he knows there's Super Skrulls. They have to figure out the next way of killing them, bro.
Yeah. I wonder if they're calling reinforcements, the Avengers or something, right at the end.
Maybe, but I think Jaya might know. She might. She'll have to team up with Fury in it, and because she's the only one that can really not defeat them but challenge them, kind of thing.
Or could you imagine if you just had an army of Super Skrulls?
Game over.
And they could turn into whoever they want to turn into.
Game over, bro.
Yeah, that is magic.
Game over.
Because literally, it's like the woman from X-Men. What's the one from X-Men's name?
Mystique.
Like, it's just like having loads of Mystiques has been able to change whoever.
Yeah. Saying that, she ain't super strong like them, though.
No, I know, but I mean, with the Skrulls, they don't have... I can't remember which one it was. There was one. I remember there was one you had to touch. That was Heroes. You had to touch them.
Yeah.
Take on their appearance, yeah? But, like, this one, they just look at you and just take on... They can just take your face, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was that character in Heroes? That's going to bug me now.
That was...
Not Petrelli. I don't believe that's powers he's taken, not yeah, their form.
Yeah, powers, yeah.
But there must have been a shapeshifter in Heroes.
There must have been. Yeah, there was. There was a shapeshifter. There was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're doing Heroes, we're doing Secret Invasion. But yeah, we've got episode 5 of Secret Invasion coming out on Wednesday, the 19th of July. All right, guys, is there anything else that's been going on?
Has anyone finished From yet?
I finished it today, man.
Oh, my come guy. On, my guy. Yeah, my yeah.
You know what, my name? Week 5, you can go ahead, bro, because like I said, I don't like the show, but you look do your thing.
Yeah, that's
you should watch it though, for real. It's not.
No, it's not for Nate.
No, it's not.
Nate. It's not. Yeah, I know, but
it's not for Nate. even that last episode when
it's not for me, man.
When they go in the cave, you see that puppet in the cave. I almost threw my phone. That made me jump the hell out of my skin, bro. You get me? Like, why was it randomly there in the first place? Anyway, but yeah.
Bro, you know what? Yeah. Now, who do you think is the bad guy, the monster?
Who's the bad guy? As in
the monster. Like,
what you
know, you know there's a monster in that place, like that.
Yeah.
That's controlling all the evil stuff that happened, basically. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Do you mind think have a guess who it is, or do you think you know who it is?
I'm not sure if it's one of the
main characters.
Townspeople.
Nah, yeah. Brother. It's that old man that was chained up. It's the old man that was chained up. Think about who threw the rope down.
This is the first conversation we're having on this show. I wanted to ask that question. So who threw it, for real?
Like, it's him.
Why is he so stupid though? Like, to like not understand that this man's tied up. He can't
exactly.
Like, in your brain, he kicked down the rope for you.
Exactly.
Right, but would you rather stay in the hole?
No, yeah, but when he came up, he should have questioned it. Like,
he wanted to free him too quickly as well.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know if you might notice, but that's why when he put his blood into what's his name
Boyd.
Again?
Boyd.
Boyd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boyd. Boyd is the one that brought that evilness into town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because after that, it was curtains. That's when all the dreams started happening. The locusts, whatever they're called, started happening.
Nightmare on Elm Street, basically.
Yeah, bro. That's what happened. So he brought that in from that guy. The muscle was faking it.
But what was it for? Like, what did, like, because when he used his
trauma, being trauma to tell
him. He used the blood to kill one of the demon, whatever they are. I don't know.
Yeah, but obviously, the muscle would have thought that he would have done that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because they're kind of invincible, isn't it? It's like when you play it. Yeah. Yeah, them bloody smilers, boy.
It's rough. But yeah, but anyway, let's start from the start. So, like, season 1, season 2, which one was better so far, do you reckon?
To me, it's just increasingly better, isn't it? Season 2 is ideally supposed to be better than season 1. That's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be an uphill thing. So, I do like it, man. Like, brother, I still don't know. The reason why I've got more questions than I have answers in it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I don't know how these things are working. The tree thing is the tree thing scares the hell out of me, innit? It's like, don't pass that tree, innit? Like, and it seems like it's some sort of, I thought it was some sort of apocalyptic world, but clearly it's not, because at the end of season 2, I can't remember
the name, but
she went, she wakes up in some sort of normality. Do you know what I mean? But I think, how far does she fall down, bro? Because her body looked like it was intact. Like when she fell off that lighthouse.
I think the lighthouse is like a gateway. Like, so I don't think she landed on the floor. She landed somewhere else. You know, like the trees.
Yeah.
I think the lighthouse is the only way you can leave that place in it, basically.
Okay.
But you have to go through the window.
You know what's mad about this?
Yeah.
This show is so much like Lost.
Isn't it?
It's Lost without the evil killing things. It's literally Lost. Like, even the, like you just said, that tower, the thing he pushes her out at the end, that is from Lost. There's even Lost music in this show. But what you asked about the which one's better, I find that season 1 and 2, it doesn't feel like season 1 and 2. It just feels like one story.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
I was pissed at the end, though, because that reveal just made me want to watch more, and they ain't even filmed it yet.
Could you imagine if he was watching it, if he wasn't binging it? Could you imagine it? Like, you'd be
I'd be so frustrated.
I have to wait all the way until next week.
Yeah.
And you know they've done the mid-season breaks as well, man. So, like, it's mad.
Yeah. So all right. So, Marlon, you'll say it's like Lost. So, what's your theory, though?
Sorry, one thing, again, it's so much like Lost. I feel like the writers of this realized what they messed up with Lost. Did you notice that in one of the first episodes, the first question was, did we survive the crash?
Yeah.
Like, they kind of answered it for you straight away. Well, we saw you before, like, everything. So, yeah, you're alive. So, but sorry, what was your question?
No, seriously, because you're a Lost fanatic, innit? So, like, I'm asking, what's your theory on this show? Like, what do you think? What do you think is happening? Like, who are these? Like, what's happening in this island, man? Well, town, wherever they are.
I love the show so much because I don't know. Like, I don't even think I've even. Normally, I really sit down and I think about what's going on, but I'm just enjoying it. I'm just watching it. I don't even want to think too far ahead. I don't want to be like, oh, I spoiled it for myself. But
yeah,
it really is. It's such an easy watch, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you could watch, like, I'm surprised how quickly I got through it. I only started season two yesterday and just finished today. Like, so
that kind of show. Yeah.
Yeah. So no one has had anxiety episode 7, season 1.
What happened again? Remind me.
Oh, in the house.
Yeah. When the Smilers came into the house.
Oh, yeah.
A stupid boy.
Sorry.
There's always one, you know. There's always one idiot, bro, that never had no pom pom in his life.
They must be really compelling. They must be so compelling.
It's not compelling. They're consistent and they don't give up. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see, she was outside the window every night.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she knew, she found a weakling. It's like, you never had a pom-pom. I'm going to get you for sure.
Bro, can you imagine just sitting here with curtains, blinds closed right now and just like,
why would
just
there
smiling at you. Well, I have to, man. I'm thinking about it. So are you.
Yeah, no. But the thing is, the funny thing is, in season two, they're not really the scary. It's like what's happening in town. That's a scary business. You know what I mean? They kind of they don't fade away in season two, but they're not that important no more.
The story keeps it going as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they end up using the ball on the bullets?
Yeah, they did, but it didn't work.
They didn't do
it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Nice. But so when he used his blood on that vampire, I'm going to call it a vampire. They only come out at night.
Smiler. I call it Smiler.
Can't come in the house.
Smilers, man. Smilers.
So he killed that vampire, that thing, and then it just left his body.
What left his body?
The worm thing.
That was in his blood. So what? But that's what I'm saying.
The worms turned into the locust, whatever they're called. And then it was free. So now, I think him doing that was a blessing and a curse. So yes, he killed that one Smiler, but it released the evil, and that's what took over the town. That's why those three guys got paralyzed. And if you can't sleep, you can't sleep no more. If you sleep, you die. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It released that evil. Do you know what I mean? That's why Boyd brought that to the town, and I think that was the man's goal. The one that was chained up. Because I don't know if you noticed, but when the music was playing. And Boyd turned around. There was no one chained up. Because you know it was him.
Yeah.
Other people chained up on a wall. They all disappeared. So the guy that's got in Boyd's brain, making him think he's a friend or whatever. And then, No, That's it. I'm just saying, like, Boyd released the evil into the town. But I don't think he knows.
So what's the child in the white? Because he's the one who said get in the tree because that's safe. So is he part of this evil?
No, I think there's evil and there's good.
And he messed up. Then he's the one who got them to go into the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know, but he told to go to the tree exactly. So I don't know if he knew where the tree. It's random, isn't it? You can end up anywhere, but I don't know. I think he was just saying the safest place for you to go is in the tree, isn't it? But I don't the boy in white. I have no idea if he's good or bad or that's not clear. But the way he helped at the end, I think he's. Good.
He woke her up. Yeah. That's what I don't get. Did he push her, and she had an accident, and that's what all the scars are, or did he wake her up from a dream? I don't know. It's just mad. It's...
Yeah. Well,
and also, Merv, you said that he's annoying. Yeah.
Who?
Kenny.
Bro,
forget Kenny. That girl who killed her brother. I
feel sorry for her, bro. Sarah, innit?
She's just annoying, man.
You don't have to write. You don't have to write. I'll do it.
You just killed his dad. You killed everyone. You just chatted to him.
But was she under like a spell or something?
Not anymore. That's not when they. Not when.
Yeah, I mean, not now, but like the reason why she started, she was under the influence, isn't it?
I don't think she was under the influence. She just, because she asked the nurse, what would you do if something said to you, do one bad thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't, she just thought that what she was doing was good. I don't think she was in well or anything.
I thought so for her, man.
Whoever talks to her, that's what I mean. Like, and who's that guy on the radio that spoke to?
That bit shook me up, bro. Yeah. Thought, who are you? Where? Who are you?
Exactly.
Your wife shouldn't be digging down there, Jim.
But do you think anyone there is having a, like, being like a little puppeteer in it? Do you think anyone amongst them is?
I reckon one of the humans, I suppose, are they have something to do with it.
Yeah, I think it's that old lady. You know, she's a bit spooky.
Donna.
No one suspects her.
The other old lady that came on the bus.
Not Donna. No.
Yeah.
Because no one suspects her. Nobody will suspect her.
I know, she just kind of floats around being nice. You know the old lady.
Oh, okay. Short hair.
Sorry, I'm not.
That's a good shot.
And Marlon, you think that I need to be watching this program?
Sorry, the more we talk about, I'm like,
I'm saying again, Marlon's smoking. I don't know what Marlon's smoking, bro, but this is some good stuff because me.
Yeah, I was right the first time. It's not for you, bro.
It's definitely not, man.
I finished it like a couple of weeks ago now, so these guys are kind of refreshing my mind on it.
Yeah, but Donna, I did suspect Donna for a little while, but I think she's cool.
I think she's cool.
Yeah.
She was a bit dumb when she shot the bus up, though, and made everyone run. She killed their people.
Yeah.
I'm here for this show, man.
Yeah.
I hope it's like last seven episodes.
But you know what I think? I think Victor's sister is out in the real world as well. I think she escaped the lighthouse as well. Because remember, Victor's sister left with the mum in it. Obviously, the mum died, but there was nothing to say about the sister. So I think she also went for the lighthouse. And I think what happened is, obviously, when I think it's Tobiah, or her name is that. Is it Tobiah? Her name.
Tobiah.
I think she woke up in the hospital. I think she'll find Victor's sister, and they'll find a way to get back to the town, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Why would you want to go back to the town though? If you were
still... her family's there.
Husband, her children.
Oh, you've made it.
start a new family in it straight. Oh, start a new family, bro.
Boy.
Don't worry about that. All right, I hear it, maybe. But you actually made it. You know what I mean?
Gosh.
I'm not gonna go on. But watch Lost.
I can't go back to Lost, man.
Long. It's when you think about Lost, it's mad long. Like 24 episodes.
That's what it was. I think it was the fact that the seasons were big. They were long seasons, man. They weren't
Maybe when I'm 71, I'll watch that way.
Man's got more time on their hands. Trust me.
Hopefully when we retire early and them things. I do know that season 3 has been ordered. It was originally supposed to be for 2024. Will the writer strike and actor strike, like, put a stop to that? Who knows? But it is in the pipeline.
And then they ruin our show, the one show I watch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's From.
Shout out From, though. All right. I don't think there's anything else that's been going on, really, to be honest.
Nah,
it's cool. Rich, hope you're enjoying yourself. Well, you're not going to hear this, so don't worry about it. But do rate, comment, subscribe. Don't be selfish. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Share. Press the like button. It don't hurt. Press the notification bell.
Don't cost a penny.
Whatever it does, that means the algorithm reaches more of the masses.
Yeah, and reach out to us, man. Comment, like, let us know.
Oh, for sure. If you want us to talk about anything, you know, let us know.
Yeah, man, let us know.
Yeah. If you want that dinosaur and Kel's screen, let us know.
You get me, my summer fight for it, but it's all good.
I will also say, while you're doing that, I just want to big up one particular listener or watcher, which is realreviews.com.
Say it's
a real one. Yeah. They're very real one. I mean, but every episode, always make sure he comments, all that kind of
comment,
stuff. Thank you. Do you get me? Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we'll try and get you on there soon. Do you know what I mean? Like, come with your information and see what's going on. All right, but people, love, light, and blessings. That's episode 199.
Peace.